These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Utah Public Radio.
My name is Arthur Hammond. I'm 64. Today is June 1st, 2013 in St. George, Utah.
My name is Alma Hammond. I'm 59. It is June 1st, 2013. The location is St. George, Utah. And I'm a brother to Arthur.
I was born in 1948. My mother was in hiding. Therefore, I was born at my uncle's place. My mother was in hiding because she was a plural wife. And plural marriage is against the law. And that was part of our childhood. We lived under the threat, our parents lived under the threat of arrest, which made it imperative to protect our parents. And so if you went to school, you couldn't say who your father was. I went to school at a place where others of my brothers and sisters went to school, but because some of them were brothers and sisters from a different mother, you couldn't acknowledge them as such. I think we moved to Highland Drive in the spring of 53. And at Highland Drive, neighbors were much closer, and so we had to be more careful. In the summer of 53, they had a raid on what was called Short Creek then, and some of our people were taken to Phoenix under arrest, and the state of Utah started gearing up to have their own raid. Things came to a boiling point, and I came home one day. The car was packed. I don't know if anybody knew that we were going to go anywhere that morning, but Dad had got word that there was a warrant out, and they were going to arrest Mother and him, and he got too busy and got Mother and the kids bundled up, and we spent a week in hiding out in hotels. In motels, and then we went to Albuquerque and spent the Christmas holiday with Aunt Frances and Annie Bond and their families. And it was quite something when we got down to Colorado City that you could begin to drop that facade and actually be yourself and recognize your brothers and sisters, recognize your parents. Dad saw that it was going to be necessary if we wanted to take and have the young people buy in and be viable, active, productive members, they were going to have an education. And so they got the brother and the dad and the brother got together and they started a private high school that they called the Colorado City Academy. The academy, in a large way, became, to a certain degree, the social center because so many of the kids of the community centered there and
made a venue for a lot of different activities.
But we had socials or dances, community dances. Yeah. They were about at least once a month and sometimes two times a month.
A lot of times.
We had theatrical programs. We had musical programs. We had celebrations on the holidays.
Hay rides.
Yeah. At the beginning of the school year, we'd have a hay ride and party and we'd go up the canyon. And in the spring, just before school let out, we'd have another one. It really created a sense of community, of closeness, and those things were great. It's all evaporated now, but it doesn't make it any less memorable to us in regards to those things. Let me say this. One thing that the Academy did is it became a focal point not only for Colorado City, but for Salt Lake and for Canada. And the
people that we had up
that
there.
We had there, because all of a sudden people realized that they could send their children to a school that would protect them instead of trying to tear them down. And so many families that were in Salt Lake began to build a second home in Colorado City and send part of their family down there and send their high school aged children so that they could attend school at the academy. And what's amazing to me is how far-flung academy students have gone and how well they've done.
Yeah, very much so. Many of them came and stayed with other families. I know my wife's family had many people, and other people had other families, and they were gathering in, and they were gathering their young people, and they would just come and move in there. And people from Canada and Salt Lake, I remember many of them coming down,
right.
and their influence, they were kind of a new thing in the community. So they kind of made a splash for a little while, and it was fun to watch that.
The newest barbarian.
Right. Yeah.
We had our turn at being that, but that school had a great impact, and it continues because we want that for our kids, and we try to reproduce it in our own way. But the community at that time went through a real renaissance.
Support for StoryCorps on Utah Public Radio comes from Dixie Regional Medical Center, located on two campuses in St. George, serving northwestern Arizona, southeastern Nevada, and southern Utah. Information at dixieregional.org.